Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Okay, red alert, financial warning. I wasn't going to talk about this until I had a second source on it. But a couple of weeks ago, I was told by a high-level person in the financial realm, a person in Europe, who said that there are going to be capital controls implemented because there's too much draining of the gold and there's too much draining of other assets. Americans in particular have been apparently instructed by Trump, or maybe they're just reading the tea leaves here. They are pulling all their capital out of Europe, European countries, the EU, the Bank of England, you know, you name it, France, Germany, the whole deal. And then last night there was a caller into the Hal Turner show that said the exact same thing from another source, but he also quoted additional details saying that Europe was about to go to war with Russia. And the reason they needed to block the capital flight out of Europe is to be able to confiscate the capital, keep it in Europe, and to fund the war with Russia. And what's shocking about this is we just saw yesterday, I was seeing the news of the EU, I think it was the EU, that's initiating a new confiscation tax to take more money from its citizens in order to fund the war with Russia. So the red alert warning right now, this is an action item for all of you listening. If you have any assets in any European country, and if you're an American or wherever you are, if you're in Japan, if you're in Canada, if you're in South America, you may want to think about getting all that capital out of Europe as quickly as possible at any cost, because come April 7th is the rumor. That's just an unconfirmed rumor, but almost certainly sometime in April, the EU is going to announce capital controls, which means no one will be allowed to take assets out of European countries. Can't take your gold, can't take your silver, can't take your, you know, your bank accounts. You can't wire money out of a bank in Europe. They're going to confiscate it all, just like they confiscated $300 billion from Russia. And they're using that to fund Ukraine, for God's sake, right? But there's even more to this story. However, the action item is get your stuff out of Europe now. Get it out now. Maybe they'll throw down those capital controls, you know, before April 7th because of the mass panic out of Europe. It's hard to say. So just, you know, be on the lookout and get your assets out of Europe right now. The second part of this concerns the prediction, which I first heard from Steve Quayle, who was citing some of his deep embedded sources, who said it was like 2 years ago, said that France and Germany are going to wage war against the United States. And when I first heard that, I forgot how long ago it was. I said, that sounds crazy. There's no way. How could that happen? And yet here we are. Except now I think it's going to be the UK, France, and Germany waging war against the United States and Russia simultaneously. And Canada is under the thumb of the crown, of course. And Canada is already making a lot of threatening comments, such as saying, oh, they need to partner with nuclear nations to defend themselves against dangerous United States, or whatever the words were. I'm paraphrasing from memory, but it was basically along those lines. So Canada is to the United States as Ukraine is to Russia, see? And the British globalists control Canada, just as they controlled Zelensky to a large extent. That's why Boris Johnson visited Zelensky and said, you know, don't negotiate with Russia. This was back in 2022, told him, go ahead and fight and we'll help you win, right? Which was, of course, a typical British arrogance. They couldn't help Ukraine win. Not even with all the help of the United States, Ukraine still couldn't beat Russia. So here we are in 2025, 3 years later, a million Ukrainians dead, estimated, which is extremely sad. Who knows how many hundreds of thousands of Russian troops dead. Energy supply cut off to Germany. Germany's in a total industrial collapse at this point. At the same time, the UK is in an economic collapse. France is in an economic and industrial collapse. Energy supplies are not readily available. You know, inflation is sky high across most of Europe. And the British keep saying that they want to fight Russia. And now they start making a lot of threatening comments against the United States. And it's the British leadership that is behind the assassination attempt on Trump, or multiple attempts through Ukraine, the proxy, and the attempted assassination of Alex Jones and Elon Musk, and the possible assassination of InfoWars reporter Jamie White. We don't yet know if that was a random attack or if it was a hit, but the very next day, you know, Chase Geyser was getting swatted, and now Harrison Smith has been getting swatted. These are all InfoWars reporters. They're all being targeted. This is a British operation, okay? 100% this is a British operation. And I will add to that that the British government ran the NGOs that specifically named me and my platforms to be censored and blacklisted. They basically created like a natural news dossier type of thing, the way they did it against Trump, and just packed it full of a bunch of lies. And then they sent that over to the tech giants and said, you have to ban everything from Mike Adams. That happened years ago. And to this day on X, you still can't link to Brighteon.com. So Elon Musk still hasn't reversed that yet, which is why we're still suing X and suing Google and YouTube and the Department of Defense and a bunch of NGOs, etc. But I've covered that in a different podcast. The point here is that Europe is going to, or Western Europe is going to suffer an economic collapse. And they deserve it. I don't mean the people, okay? Again, nothing against the people of Europe, but the leadership of Europe. They are evil, arrogant, ignorant people, globalists. They are pedos and child traffickers. And the British Empire has a history of, you know, colonizing and exploiting and exterminating people whenever they wanted to. Like, you know, before Gandhi rose up and British rule of India. And of course, the United States has also been involved in the past in colonization and exploitation and extermination as well. I mean, you know, look at the Vietnam War, for example. But the British Empire has been the worst in the last couple of centuries, at least that I can think of. And the British Empire still controls much of the United States today. And that's what Trump is fighting against. He's trying to get us out from under that. That's why the Federal Reserve and Jerome Powell is really at war against the ECB, the European Central Bank, and also the Bank of England. This is an interest rate war. And it's a gold war also. And this is why everybody who knows what's up is draining all the gold out of England. The LBMA and the Bank of England in particular, but people who have gold or silver vaulted in other European countries are also pulling it out of there in record numbers. That's why the capital controls are about to kick in. So the capital controls, which is, look, the British government has done this repeatedly throughout history, okay? So this is not anything new. They've done it before. They did it in World War II, for example, and World War I, come to think of it. But they'll do it again, and it's going to thrust Europe into abject poverty because there will be no new capital inflows into the UK or European countries because no investor will have any faith that they can ever get their money out. Effectively, the way the West seized $300 billion from Russia, the European Union is about to seize all the capital of the West that is still left in Europe. Whatever number that happens to be, but that's going to be from private individuals, from hedge funds, from investors, from pension funds, from, you know, other central banks that have investments in Europe. It's all going to be seized by the European Union or the British Crown or some combination thereof, and you won't have access to your capital. It will be seized. Now, what can they not seize? Well, they can't seize Bitcoin. They can block certain wallet addresses, I suppose. But that's why you use privacy coins like Monero or Xano or other privacy coins, because they can't block that at all. Nobody can block that. So, you know, privacy crypto is one answer to this. But the better answer, if you're in gold and silver, is get your gold out. Get it into your hands wherever you are, or get it into a local vault that's close to you that you could actually go visit, you know, like show me my gold. If they do that, if they offer that service. It would be kind of expensive for vaulting fees, by the way. Vaulting isn't cheap, you know, for security and insurance and all that. But if you have electronic funds in Europe, you know, euros, get them out. The euro is going to collapse, folks. We're talking about the beginning of the end of the euro here. And then on top of that, at this point, if Russia started throwing bombs at London, you know, thermobaric bombs or Oreshnik missile strikes against the British government or British military bases, you know, would you shed a tear? Man, I wouldn't. Not a tear. Again, if it targets the British leadership, I'm not opposed to the British people. There are so many wonderful British people who agree with us, who are pro-freedom, pro-liberty, and they hate their own leadership too because they realize they're all corrupt pedos. But, you know, if Russia started launching Oreshnik missile systems at, like, British Parliament, man, I would get out the popcorn. Like, this is awesome. It's like, how many pedos can you get with every Oreshnik, you know? we'll do a pedo vaporization count. You know, we'll keep a little counter on the top of our website to show you how many British pedos have been vaporized. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Because they're evil people, man. They are evil, evil globalists. They're the ones, again, running the assassination teams, running the censorship laundering, running the money forfeiture, the money laundering, the child trafficking, all of it comes out of the city of London. This is the war that's actually happening right now. And it's becoming apparent. I got to tell you, like, Tom Luongo gets this. He was warning about this long before I was. You know, Andy Scheckman gets it as far as the gold goes, gold and silver and the metals and what's happening. And I interviewed him fairly recently on that very topic. He totally gets it. Steve Quayle gets it in terms of the war that's shaping up. He knows exactly. I mean, he knew, again, a couple of years ago that France and Germany were going to be waging war against the United States. So I'm really humbled to be connected with so many people who are themselves incredibly well connected to, you know, other people who have inside information. And together we're able to bring you a pretty astonishing picture of what's shaping up. And it's going to be like this, okay? So the sides are being rearranged. The U.S. is going to have peace with Russia. Ukraine is going to be caught in the middle, but will eventually agree to do what the U.S. wants. There'll be new elections, Zelensky's history. They'll be lucky to be alive in a year. There'll be somebody else running Ukraine. And then on top of that, France, Germany, the UK, maybe Romania, maybe Poland, but definitely Canada will all be in a state of effective war against the United States. Now, it may not be actual declared war. It may not be kinetic war. I'm not saying that Canada is going to send troops from the north, but Canada might allow Chinese troops to come in from the north. Huh? That wouldn't be unthinkable. And you know that Trudeau did a lot of deals with China to bring in a bunch of Chinese troops on the western side of Canada in particular. And those troops might be unleashed against, let's say, Washington State, you know, and Canada, the new prime minister, what's his name? Carney, who is he's a WEF puppet right out of the Bank of England, man. I mean, this is the crown running Canada just like they ran Ukraine. Okay, so they're going to try to turn Canada into a war with the United States just like they did Ukraine against Russia. This is what's shaping up. And will they use Chinese troops to carry that out? You bet they will. So, again, I'm not expecting Canadian troops, but I wouldn't be surprised if Canada lets Chinese troops enter from the north. The bottom line is you are going to see an astonishing series of events here that are incredibly dynamic, in many ways unpredictable. Remember what Michael Yon says, that all wars grow in an unpredictable manner, and all wars last longer than you expect, right? Those are Michael Yon's three rules of war. And he's right, and that's exactly what's going to happen. Now, I do believe the United States will be victorious in this war. I also know that Russia will come out ahead of all of this because of its incredible strength and resilience and endurance that it has already proven over the last 3 years. And Russia has a thriving domestic economy and domestic industry because it has a massive energy supply, which Western Europe does not have, because Western Europe listened to the climate lunatics like little Miss Greta Thunderpants that told them that fossil fuels are bad, so they locked up all their fossil fuels, and they were importing gas from Russia in order to run their industry. Remember, it was the United States that blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, which was an act of war against Western Europe. And Western Europe just took it. You know, Germany just took it, just said, thank you, America, bomb more, you know. The European leadership is insane. They are a suicide cult. Anyway, bottom line here, action items. Okay. All right. Step number one, get all your assets out of Europe. Unless you're in Europe and you want to keep it there, which does make sense. If you're listening to this, you know, from Britain, well, you probably need your assets in Britain. So I'm not talking about you taking them out of Europe. I'm saying everybody else who's not in Europe, take it out of Europe. And if you're wondering, like, what should I do with it? Well, look, maybe gold, you know, gold and silver. Look at it. Talk to our sponsor, the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. You can find them at metalswithmike.com. And they are very professional, highly trustworthy. They are a high integrity company. I've worked with them for years. metalswithmike.com. I don't earn a commission on it. They sponsor the show from time to time, and they offer, you know, insured, discreet, guaranteed delivery of metals to your hands, you know, and you can do that, or you can vault it with them. They offer vaulting services. They offer IRS approved IRAs. So contact them, metalswithmike.com, but do your research, you know, find out what's right for you. I'm not saying that everybody should put everything into gold and silver. I mean, talk to your professional, you know, asset manager people, whoever you have. But they probably don't even know that this is about to happen. You know, they honestly don't know, typically. They think money is safe in Europe. And it's like, no, it's not. It's not going to be safe at all. Capital controls are coming. You're not going to be able to get it out. So, you know, do your own research, but get it into, if you're an American, get your money into the United States. End of story. What in whatever form works for you, whether it's, you know, dollars in the bank or treasuries or, you know, crypto or gold or whatever, man, just get it. Get it into the U.S. If you're Canadian, get it into Canada. You know, if you're listening from Australia, get it into Australia. Like, just bring it home is my point. Bring your money home. Get it out of Europe. It's not going to be safe there. Situation is truly dire. And watch carefully as this whole thing begins to sort of cartwheel into World War III, but not in the way that you thought. It's not going to be the U.S. versus Russia. It's going to be Europe versus the world. Western Europe versus the world. And Western Europe is going to lose. Western Europe's going down. It's going to be turned into, well, economic rubble, maybe, would be the way to describe it. And some European cities might be turned into kinetic rubble, depending on how far the British pedo leadership tries to push this. They're down with the crown. End the pedos, man. End the pedo rule, I mean. End pedo rule and down with the crown. There you go. A couple of bumper stickers for you. So thank you for listening today. Again, check out metalswithmike.com for your gold and silver. Gold will probably skyrocket when the capital controls are announced. I'm just guessing. It's not a prediction. But that's just my assessment. Whenever I have the opportunity, I'm stacking gold and silver. I'm not buying any stocks. I'm not buying treasuries. I mean, I'm buying gold and silver, and maybe from time to time, a little bit of crypto here and there just for diversity. But mostly, my bank is physical gold that I have vaulted, okay? So with a trusted vaulting partner that's got a lot of security. So there you go. All right, thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. You can follow me on brighteon.social. My username there is Health Ranger. You can also follow me on Telegram at Real Health Ranger. Follow me on X at Health Ranger as well. And also check out brighteon.io, where I'm also Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. Take care. We've got a new product at the Health Ranger store called Oat Milk Powder. Here it is, available now, and it's got just one ingredient, which is oats. I mean, check it out. It's loaded with natural minerals, and it's about 5% fat organic oat milk powder, certified organic, laboratory tested, and it's a great base for lots of smoothies. You know, I make my smoothies every day, and I started putting it in here as well. Just gives it an extra rich and sweet taste. Actually, oat milk powder is naturally kind of sweet. And if you really want to jazz it up, you can add a banana to it, or you can put whey protein in it. Let me show you what I have on my desk here, just some ideas of some of the things that I use in my smoothies, because you know, I've been living on a smoothie for breakfast and lunch for like 20 years now. And so I'll use like Cocoa Energize, I'll use whey protein, I'll put broccoli sprouts in it for the sulforaphane, and there's the oat milk powder. I also use turmeric powder and then instant coffee sometimes, but those are currently out of stock at our store, so you have to check back on those later. And you can use anthocyanins for fruit-based smoothies, etc. But now, I use a big Vitamix blender, but for those of you who want to have something more convenient for your office that's portable, we now carry the Blendy portable blenders at healthrangerstore.com. Just search for Blendy, B-L-E-N-D-I, and there's a couple different sizes there. Now, these clearly are not as strong as a Vitamix, but they're portable, great for at the workplace, great for travel. You know, you can use it in a hotel room, or, you know, you can use it on the go. You can use it, you know, traveling or in an RV or what have you. And these can blend up, you know, bananas and all these different powders and the new oat milk powder that we have as well quite successfully. And if you want to make my smoothie, it's really just put in like half an avocado and half of a big banana into the blendy with some of these other powders, like, you know, cacao powder and whey protein powder, a little bit of turmeric powder, etc. And then you're going to get a smoothie really close to what I drink every single day. So that's how you do it. And we've got these products and so much more available at healthrangerstore.com, where every purchase helps support our network and our effort to bring you technologies and solutions and knowledge for human empowerment, life, liberty, and happiness. So thank you for your support for shopping at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for all your support. Take care.